No brakes.
No brakes.
No fear.
No fear.
The official British Speedway podcast.
I'm Ian Brannan, and every week you can download British Speedway's official podcast, No Brakes, No Fear, available totally for free on all podcast apps, and you can also hear it on YouTube as well. Now, in this week's episode, our special guest is a British Speedway legend. We catch up with Chris Bomer-Harris.
Yeah, no, the team that Jamie and Courtney and Peter Schrock put together, they put it together to go for that title. They're like everyone. They don't want to be in it just to make numbers up. They want to win it. First, obviously, is to get to the playoffs, and then it's a clean slate again. But no, we've got plenty of experience right through the side, right down to the youth and everything. So, you know, to have Magic Kit number one to lead us from the front is fantastic with his, you know, ability, caliber and experience at a high level, winning Grand Prix as well. So you can't ask for anyone better, really. He's a nice guy as well, off track, and you know, he's always there to help everyone. And then obviously foot was right down young Ashton, you know, there's no pressure on his shoulders whatsoever, but he started off the season good in his home debut for the Spires, and you know, he'd done more than what we would ask for, really. So if we can all just keep improving, obviously some of the guys struggled with setups and the conditions last week, but you know, they'll get it right, and I'm sure we'll be a force to reckon with at home.
Much more from Chris Harris on this week's episode of No Brakes, No Fear. We also speak to Bellevue boss Mark Lemon, who previews his size chances in the Roe Motor Oil Premiership.
I think they'll do quite adequately. You know, they're all quite seasoned now, even though they're a relatively young team. There's potential in all their averages, and that's kind of what you look to when you build a team, you know, the guys that can improve. You know, Dan Bewley on an 8-point average, I think, is a steal. You know, he didn't have the best year last year by his own, you know merits, but we know why. But you know, he can kick on and be one of the best riders in the UK. So look forward to seeing that. Brady's been, you know, just a sterling captain. You know, leads by example, and obviously you watched young Jamin Lindsay sort of develop last year, and you know, young Norrit Bulldone. He's only 19 years of age. He's still got a, you know, massive future. And you know, obviously Ben Cook, you saw what he did at the Peter Craven Memorial meeting. So there's a lot to be excited about that. And obviously you got the two Connors at the reserve position, which I think are probably one of the strongest pairings if you look across the league. So a lot to like about the team. But yeah, there's six other very, very good teams too out there. The Premiership's looking very healthy and very strong, and it's great to see that the product is what it is.
No brakes, no fear. The official British Speedway podcast.
And we also have reaction from some of the big meetings that have taken place over the last week or so, including Charles Wright's testimonial at Redcar. We speak to winner Freddie Lindgren.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was very nice throughout the whole meeting, I would say. You know, we were lucky with the weather and the track. It held up good. It had some rain beforehand, so I enjoyed it. It was a good turnout, a good event, and unfortunately we had some rain in the final, but yeah. Made it happen anyways.
Well, 24 hours later, Freddie Lindgren involved in a bit of controversy up against Jason Doyle in the final of the Peter Craven Memorial Trophy. It was eventually won by Brady Kurtz. He's been close before. This time, he made it happen.
Brady, that was some riding off, that.
Yeah, it's, don't really know what happened. The start was beautiful and then it all went wrong for me a little bit on the second lap. But, Daniel was very fast on the inside. I wasn't sure after the track grade whether it was going to go or not out wide, but it did after a couple of laps.
I can see you're all sitting back trying to lift that wheel, get a bit of grip. Was it just fighting the grip for everyone?
Yeah, like everyone's just trying to get the bike to go, really. It looks funny when there's six people on the track.
And Max, you're having a bit of a dab on the outside though. Did you stick to their plan or did you not have a plan?
I was trying to make it work, but there wasn't a whole lot of dirt out there, so I switched it back to the inside there, but even when I did that, I didn't have the traction or the speed that I needed to catch these two in front.
And Brady, you just got a bit of a lift there into Ben's three there. Was that a bit of a moment, or was it just controlled?
I think I decided I was really going for the big line.
You was having that trophy.
I did want it. I've tried for a lot of years to win this meeting, and I always blow it in the final. And I thought I had again.
But not this time. Brady Kurtz, the winner of the Peter Craven Memorial Trophy. Hear more of all of these interviews and much more besides on British Speedway's official podcast, available on all podcast apps and YouTube now.
No brakes, no fear. The official British Speedway podcast.